This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switt's Morning Devotions. I've been thinking of a compelling question. A question I've heard others ask, I've asked it myself, does time heal all wounds? I'd like to think about this cliche just for a moment. It's a complicated question. Does time heal all wounds? Now, I've heard someone at a funeral service trying to be helpful to a wife who lost her husband, and they said, remember this, time heals all wounds. Now, I don't think it was an appropriate thing to say at that time, probably quite a stupid thing to say, but there was no real warmth or compassion. It was like, well, I don't know what to say to you, but I've got to say something. So time will heal all wounds. And when we're helping, we do need to say appropriate things, because the truth is that time does not heal all wounds. Tell that to parents that have lost a child, and I guarantee you that the wound is still there, and every day, I guess, the reminder. And tell that to a spouse who's lost their other half to an adulterous affair, and their wounds run very deep. Or tell that to a woman who went through an abortion years ago, and I doubt there is a day that her wound is not evident to herself. Yes, time may keep passing, but the wound seems to be as real today as it was when it's happened. Time seems to numb our wounds more than it heals our wounds. So when it's said, it's usually intended to be a word of comfort. Time heals all wounds. Or when someone's in the midst of pain, it's often said after a great loss or something like that. I've often heard it said that people giving bereaved people advice, you just need some time. After all, time heals all wounds. It's as if these well-meaning people are saying, just sit back and in time you'll no longer have the sadness, the yearning, the guilt, anger and anguish and the fear. It'll fade away. You'll be okay. For those with illness, for example, this saying actually feels like an insult. And in some cases, time makes physical wounds worse. It could be even deeper, more debilitating. And the passing of time can feel like an enemy as the body withers away. Actually, saying that time heals wounds is like saying that bypass surgeries save people from heart attacks. Yes, technically correct. We all know that procedures don't save people. It's the heart surgeons who save people. The psychologists, the emotional healing practitioners know that healing comes through grieving, letting go of the emotional pain, the trauma, facing truth, forgiving, receiving love, and actively moving forward. Time heals some wounds, but the scars remain. Broken bones and bruised body parts mend, and they heal usually relatively quickly. What about a broken heart? Time doesn't heal every wound. Sometimes we get good at pretending everything is okay, keeping up the appearances. No, I repeat again today, time does not heal all wounds. It can't. Ultimately, the only thing for a broken heart is divine. It's God's forgiveness. And I believe the Bible actually has the best answer to this dilemma. It's Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Ultimately, it's the grace and love of God that removes the heartache that we experience. Time is important in receiving the comfort of God, but God, through His Spirit, we can rejoice in good times and bad, and by God's grace, we can experience the freedom from hurt and grief. But let me say that God doesn't let that happen overnight. Missing people who die and were close to us, it's important because it reminds us that God was faithful to have brought these people into our lives at that time, but all things must come to an end so that we can allow God to bring about some new beginnings. So if you believe that God is in charge of your life, you can trust Him to bring good out of bad or suffering. And when we tell people that time heals all wounds, we discount Jesus, the wounded healer who comes to restore us. And Jesus can actually do that. And Jesus is the one. He was wounded on the cross, and He can bring healing to us. He is someone who will not disappoint us. He came to take our pain and our guilt and our shame and those inner wounds. So Jesus is the only one who can take away the guilt and the shame, and He can fill us with His love. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful Your word says that You're slow in getting angry with us. That's a relief, because some people I know are full of anger, but You're kind, You're loving, You're compassionate. Help me to avail myself of these qualities. Amen.